You're listening to Vatican Radio. In the Christian world, the month of November is traditionally associated with remembering the dead. And to mark the occasion this year, the Catholic Bishops Conference in England and Wales has produced a new online resource called The Art of Dying Well. Featuring lots of videos and articles with practical advice as well as spiritual counselling, the new site was described by one UK national daily as providing a positive contribution to society's communal well-being. Launched on November the 1st, it draws on the experience of hospital chaplains, medical staff, bereavement counsellors and individuals who share their insights into the art of dying well.
Saying goodbye to Dad was one of the hardest things we've ever had to do. But his death was also one of the most peaceful and prayerful I've ever seen. It really was beautiful. Let me explain.
I hope that this online resource will help stimulate a conversation about death and eternal life and the Christian message of hope, and that will become a discussion in our country.
Bishop John Sherrington is Auxiliary of Westminster Diocese and head of the Bishops' Conference Department on Life Issues. I asked him about this new website and who it is primarily designed for.
In England and Wales over the last couple of years, there's been very intense debate about assisted suicide. And of course, a defeat in the House of Commons last year against that. So we know that there's a discussion about how to die carrying on in our country. And we wanted to make a contribution about how to die well in the light of church teaching. And therefore, we've aimed our resource at the Catholic congregation, but also widened it, broadened out the tradition of Ars Moriendi so that it's accessible to all people. And therefore, we gently lead them through emotional, physiological aspects of dying towards the spiritual questions.
You mentioned this Ars Moriendi, the art of dying, is actually a tradition. Guidelines on how to die well is a tradition that goes back to the Middle Ages, doesn't it, during the height of the plague in Europe?
It does, and there's some very interesting, beautiful manuscripts that describe the way in which a person prepares for death through prayer, through the sacraments, faces the temptations of the demons to despair or to give up. And so from that tradition, we took elements which we wanted to develop to give people strength and to give people hope, to encourage them as they face the cross of dying and death, but to do so within a new context so that they're able to be encouraged and understand what's happening and supported spiritually.
So this is really for individuals who are facing death, or is it more for the families, for those facing bereavement?
The website is really like a labyrinth. We have 30 videos on the website and many articles. So one section will be for those who are facing death. We have some videos with people who are terminally ill. We also have another section for carers. A sister from Stoke Newington, where they care for the elderly and the dying, talks about looking after yourself while you're caring for somebody in that situation. And we do have a section on bereavement. I suppose that, yes, it is something that people will look at alone, but we're also encouraging them to go and talk to others, to talk to chaplains, to talk to their priest or a spiritual guide who can help them.
People, of course, do often turn to the church, particularly at these end-of-life moments. But that's not always an easy thing to do, is it, when you've been away from the church for decades, for most of your life, maybe?
I'm very encouraged by Pope Francis's Year of Mercy. It's reminded us that God is merciful, and therefore the role of the church is to be that agent of mercy. So I would hope that, yes, if a person comes forward having been away from the church, and as you say, it often happens, then in fact the priest, the person they meet, will be able to speak of mercy, help them to be reconciled with the church, to heal the past and to move forward.
A As you say, what really counts perhaps at these moments is the personal approach of the priest, the way that he is able to introduce many of these ideas that might be quite foreign if you have been away from the church for a long time. Is there any specific training sort of accompanying this online resource, if you like, specific training for this very important ministry? Or is it just part of a general expectation of what a priest should know how to do?
Well, those who are interviewed and have videos on the website are hospital chaplains. So they, in fact, do have special training for their work, and they have ongoing formation in that work of hospital chaplaincy. There's other experienced priests who are talking about their parish experience. And I think that for the newly ordained priest, then actually it's learning from the wiser parish priests, from the chaplains. But we do, as part of our ongoing formation program, help younger priests and refresh our priests in terms of their approach to those who are sick and those who are dying.
The Vatican just very recently issued new guidelines about the practice of cremation, and this came amid concerns that Catholics are increasingly turning to other, perhaps we can call them more New Age, spiritual practices at the moment of death. Is this part of perhaps a response to these concerns?
I think that one of the things we have to do is actually help people to understand the mystery of death, the mystery of death. But of course, as Christians, that we die and know that we, through God's grace, will rise to eternal life. So therefore, we do need to help people to understand, again, the mystery of human remains and the dignity to be given to human remains. And I think that it's very encouraging that many people in November will go to cemeteries and graves will be blessed. They will remember and pray for their dead. And so that communal aspect of praying for the dead, particularly in cemeteries, at graveyards, is terribly important. I think often the practices associated with ashes are in fact making it a very individual experience, and people are losing sight of the more communal experience of the church together praying for those who have died.
This, as we said, is an online resource. I mean, what about, for example, older people, those who don't really do online technology still? Will there be a paper edition? Are there other ways that you're trying to spread this message?
Well, I find some of the older people are great experts on the internet. Others, of course, don't have access. We want to stimulate a conversation. This is one way of doing it. But we hope that through this resource, through discussion about how to die well and ask our priests to find the best way to engage with people, this conversation will take place. This is really the beginning of a project. We know that it needs to develop. We know that we can always expand it. So I hope that this online resource is a good beginning, will help stimulate a conversation about death and eternal life and the Christian message of hope. And that will become a discussion in our country.
My thanks to Bishop John Sherrington, Auxiliary of Westminster Diocese. And you can find the Bishop's new online resource at www.artofdying.org. I'm Philippa Hitchin.